Fine. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. We're in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're the top line, right? Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Elu She'amru Ein Madlikin Behen B'Shabbos. All the cases that we said you can't use on Shabbos, different wicks, different oils. Avom Osin Behen Madura, but you can use them for a Madura to want to make a big bonfire. Ben L'Hischamim Kinegda, whether you want to do it for heat. Ben L'Hishtamish La'orah, whether you want to do it for light. Ben L'Gabi Karka, whether it's on the ground. Ben L'Gabi Kira, whether it's in an oven. None of that is a problem. V'lo Asru El La'asos Ben P'sila L'Ner B'Vat. The only reason they asked it was for a Ner. The reason why the Madura is Mutter is because nobody's going to go over there and touch it because it's too big and it's too dangerous. You're going to stay away from it. Therefore, there's no Gzera. Go right ahead. Fine. Then we said, V'lo B'Shemen Kik. Can't use Shemen Kik for one of your oils. My Shemen Kik, what is that? Amar Shmuel, Shal Tinel Kol Nachtu Meyama. I asked all the sailors what this was. For Amri Li, they told me, Of Echad Yesh Bekarkayam, some bird over there in the islands. The Kik Shemo. And it's called a kick. And you can't use the oil from this bird somehow. Get the oil out. Reb Yitzchak Breid of Yehuda Omer, Mishcha Dekaza. It's cotton oil. Rashi says, the last white line, Shemen, She'osin Migar'inei Tzemer Geffen. It's oil made from the seeds of cotton, of cotton seeds. Shekarin cotton. It's called cotton. Right? Even in Rashi's day, they called it cotton. You can't use cotton oil. Why can't you use cottonseed oil? What's wrong with that? It doesn't light well. Okay. Rish Lakish Amar Kikayon Diona. It's the oil that you can get out of the plant that protected Yona in the end of Sefer Yona. I once saw that plant. It looked like a tzluliva. Rabbi, and it, what did I write over here? And it grows in the swamp. And people hang it over their stores as like a sign of good luck. Fine. Of the mishcha, and from its seeds you can make oil out of it. Uba an pohi naichin kol brichi, and with the shade of its leaves, people that are sick can get better. Okay, b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, fine. The main action on today's daf is an Amud Beis. It's the main action. It's one of the most famous dafs in Shas. Everybody knows Amud Beis. First, I think I threw Amud Aleph. It won't take long. And then we'll do Amud Beis. For some reason, okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. Amar Rabba, Psil she'amu chacham emad likin behem b'Shabbos, mibnei she'or miskakeses behen. The reason why you can't use these wicks on Shabbos is because it makes the flame flicker. Shemonim she'amu chacham emad likin behem. And what about the oil? The oil that we said you can't use is mibnei she'ein nimshachan achar psila, because they don't follow the wick very well. It's not good oil. It doesn't light well. And we're afraid either the wick or the oil, you're going to come to metal and you're going to put it out or maybe light a fire. So because of all these reasons, don't use these. So we said you can't use all these oils. So can I put in a little shemen, regular oil? In other words, if I have bad oil and I put in a drop of good oil, won't that make the bad oil better? So then can I do it? That's the Gemara's question. If I put in a little good oil, can I do it now? Migazrin and Dilma Asid Lad Luke Banayu Olo. Do we still make the same gzera? And no, you can't use it. You have 90% shemen kick and 10% good oil. So can I do it or not? Amalei ain't madlikin. You can't do it. My timer. Why not? Because Amal Levi she ain't madlikin. Because you can't do it. In other words, We're still choshesh for the fact that you're going to light it badly, and it's the Tosas HaRosh explains it's not a gzera l'gzera. I would have that was a bias question. So there was a bias here, yeah. But yeah, bias to Rabba. So why can't I use bad oil? Why can't I use bad oil? It's Xera. It's Xera. If I use bad oil, I'll come to put out the fire or I'll relight the fire, right? So it's Xera. So what about using 10% good oil? I can't do that. Why? Because maybe I'll use the only bad oil. That's Xera, Xera, no? Says Abaye, what's the problem with that? David, I can't hear you. David, I see you talking. Your lips are moving, but I can't hear you.
What about the other way? 90% good oil and 10% bad oil.
So first Rava says you can't do this. Even if you put in 10%, it's no good. Why? Because you can't. Now, 1 second. We're not done with this. One second. Eishvei. There's a brisa that says like this. Karach davar shemadlikinbo. Al gabe davar she'emadlikinbo. If I wrap something, we're talking about wicks now, but it's no different wicks or oils. So I wrap something that I can't use. Davar she'emadlikinbo. I'm sorry. Karach davar shemadlikinbo. Al gabe davar she'emadlikinbo. If I use a wick that's combined of two different things. Madlikinbo and Amadlikinbo. You can't use that wick. So I take some strands of good stuff and then some strands of bad stuff. I can't do that. He used to do it. He used to wrap Sila on an egos, which I guess is not, what is that? And he would do it. So Katonim Yes Madlikin. He did it. Rabbi Shirming Gamil did it. So Amalei. So Rava says back to him, what kind of question is that? At the Mustivas lay me the Rashim Gamliel, you ask me a Raya, the Rashim Gamliel did it? Sainhu? Me the Tanakama. What about the Tanakama who said you can't do it? So it's a machlokes Tanayim. Why are you picking Rashim Gamliel? He's Das Yachid. Hello, Kasha. Nice Rav. No. The fact that he paskin that way shows he actually mamish held that way. That's much more special. He didn't just say it in the base of Medrash in the ivory tower. He practiced it every Shabbos. That's what he used to do. That carries much more weight. So we call Malkam Kasha. Still a Kasha. My love, Lahadlik. Didn't he use this egos somehow as a wick or as oil? So the Gemara says, no, lo, just Lahakvos. He just used it as a container. As Rashi explains, lo hayumad leaking the egos. He didn't light the egos. You can't light the egos, a nut. Ella, so mechal lehapsila. He put the wick in it, Lahatifa. So that it should float. Shalo tifta b'shemen. It shouldn't sink. It shouldn't sink in the oil. The yotzif barzel matargaminan v'kafa parzla. He just, that the word float is the word lahakvos. Lahakvos means to float. Meaning, he just used the wick, he just used the nut as a floater to help it float. Didn't use it at all. Why not? He's not allowed to. I lahakvos, my tarvet the Tanakama. So why would the Tanakama say that's a problem? No reason why it's a problem. So Gemara says, you're right. The whole Mishnah, this whole price of Kulam Shirmen Gamlili, V'chasuri Matzah V'achi Ketani. There's something missing here. And now we're going to explain the whole thing. Karach Davar Shemad Likinbo, Agabe Davar She'emad Likinbo. If you use something that Davar Shemad Likinbo, Avud something Emad Likinbo, Emad Likinbo, you cannot combine wicks and oils, good and bad. You can't do that. B'med Devom Amurim, that's only true Lahadlik. That's only true Lahadlik. Avo Lahakvos, Mutter. But if you wanted to use it as a floater to help it stay afloat, that's okay. Shirim Gamliel Omer, because if Shirim Gamliel said, Shall base Abba, Hayakarch and Psil, like Abba Egos, we used to do that. We used to light a wick with an Egos. That's not a problem at all. And that answers the Stira. So, David, I think your question is the answer is no. I think the answer is no. You cannot combine any, you can't have two different kosher, non-kosher together. No matter what the ratio is.
No matter what.
That's what it sounds like.
Menachem, yeah. Before you came on, I mentioned that there's a Rosh
yeah.
who says that you can, if you have a wick that's not kosher and a wax that's not kosher, but you put them together as one, then that's going to be kosher.
Okay, that could be. Yes.
I think the Gemara is talking more about that you can't put a parts of a non-kosher wick and a kosher wick
right.
together.
Right, exactly.
And then oil and oil, not the two separate things together.
Correct.
Fine. What's a non-kosher wick?
A wick that doesn't draw the oil well. The Mishnah had a whole list of wicks, things you can't use for wicks. Because
the flame jumps around and you might come to
touch it. Right, exactly.
Thank you.
Now, Amy, is all this true? Amar of Bruna Amarav, Chalev Mahutach, if you heat up Chalev, heat up fat, or the Kirve Dagim, some innards of fish somehow, Shenimuchu, that you heat up and you make it into a liquid. Adam knows no tochen shem and kol shu madlik. You can put a little oil in there and you can use it. Didn't we just say you can't do that? So the Gemara says, wait a second. No, what are these things? Honey, these things, heated up fat or fish in it, mimshichi beinayhu. They're good by themselves. That's fine. Vaha lo mimshichi beinayhu. Vahani lo mimshichi beinayhu. And the other things, they're not good by themselves. That's the problem. Nevertheless, the gazir rabban al chelav mahutach mishum chelav she'ena mahutach. But you're not allowed to use chelav that you heated up, because maybe you'll use chelav you didn't heat up, and chelav that you didn't heat up is a problem, because chelav that you didn't heat up doesn't draw well. The chelav that you did heat up does draw well, so we don't allow chelav that you heated up. Atu chelav you didn't heat up. Ve'alkir ve'dagim, and we don't allow innards of fish sheni muchu that you heated up mishum kir ve'dagim shloni muchu. Because of Kirvei Dagim that you didn't heat up. We don't allow that. Right? So these are only a Gzeira. These are only a Gzeira. Right?
How is the Gemara getting around the idea of a Gzeira of a Gzeira?
We're going to get to that in one second. So since these are Usur Mitam Gzeira, these two, if you put in good oil, we'll allow it. One second. It says the Gemara. V'ligzer nami chelev mahutach v'kir v'dagam shenimuchu shenotzal tochem shemen. So one second. Why don't we aser? I have these oils now. That these good oil, they're good by themselves. The only reason why they're aser is it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Maybe you'll come to use the non-good oil, right? So I should aser. One second. Right? Because maybe you'll forget to put in shemen. In other words, like this. These two, shemen, chalev that's heated up is aser only because of chalev that's not heated up. It's a gzeira. Why is chalev that's not heated up a problem? Because maybe you'll touch it because it doesn't draw well. But heated up chalev does draw well. So why can't you use it? Because maybe you'll use chalev that's not heated up. It's a gzeira. But what if I put in oil, a little bit of oil? Then it's okay. Then it's mutter. I don't make a gzeira. Chalev that's heated up, that you put in oil, atu chalev that's not heated up. And says the Gemara, that's crazy. That's because the answer is, he goof a gzeira. This whole thing is a gzeira. And it's going to be a gzeira l'gzeira.
You can't light the oil by itself anyway. It won't burn. It has to have a wick in it.
I'm talking about there's a wick in there. Right? So you see what the Gemara just said? Now all the liquids in the Mishnah, you cannot use. Why not? Because it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? The gzeira is maybe you'll come to touch it, right? Because it's not working. You'll come to meddle with it. Now, can I put in good oil to balance it out? No. Why not? Because it won't help. Or you want to tell me it's a gzeira ought to if I don't put it in. So why isn't that a gzeira l'gzeira? No, the Rishonim explain why it's different over there. There it's really one thing. Here you have chalev, you have oil that's 100% good. It's 100% good. But it's exact. Why is it? It's heated up fat. That's good. I can't use it because maybe I won't heat up the fat. But now that I stick oil in it, of course I could use it. Otherwise it would be exera. Okay, that's the best I could tell you. Okay, next. Tani Rami Barachama. All the oils you can't use on Shabbos, you can't use them in the Beis HaMikdash either. Mishum Shenemar, because it says, Lahalos Ner Tamid, meaning meaning who tani love who amala. What does that mean? Kidei shetehe shall have as ola me'eleha, that the flame goes up by itself, below shetehe ola ayadei davar acher, and not some other thing. What's some other thing? You sitting there making sure it goes well. So therefore you can't use all these oils for the Beis HaMikdash. Asks everybody, one second, aren't you only allowed to use Shem and Zayis in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the Gemara talking about? What's the Gemara saying? You can't use not good oils in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't use them anyway. You can't use them anyway. This question is so strong that some people take this line out of the Gemara. Many Achronim say it's not a girsa. It doesn't make any sense. You're not allowed to use. What do you light the menorah with? Shem and Zayis. What's the Havimina? I'm going to use something else. You're not allowed to. And therefore, many Achronim take out this line. Many leave it in, and they say as follows: There are other lights going on in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just the menorah. People have to see where they're going. So, can you use other lights? No, not in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't. You want to put it in your house on a weekday? Why not? It's not going to light well. That's your problem. In the Beis HaMikdash, you can't use it. That's the best I can tell you. Now, is that true? Where am I? Tanan. Mibabloi minichdei se kahanim, from the worn-out pants of the kahanim, the big day kahuna, umi hemi nehem, and from their belts. So what they do with the worn-out clothing. Hayumafkiin, they would cut them up. Umadlikin, umehen madlikin. And then they would use them for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So what do you see? And by the way, Simcha. So the Gemara. So what's the question? The question is that what are they made out of? What are the Big Day Kahuna made out of? They're made out of Minei Tzemer. And Minei Tzemer was one of the things on the list that our apostle for used to wicks. How could you use them in the Beis HaMikdash? How could you use them in the Beis HaMikdash? Where did they use these wicks? Not in the menorah. So the Gemara answers, Simchas Beis HaShoeva shiny. Simchas Beis HaShoeva was different. They use them to light these big lights in Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and they use bad wick, a bad big deal. Says Rashi, the lo ksiv lahalos la ba falav doraisahi. It's not a doraisa. So it's okay. Even though we just said that other wicks, other lights in the hallways of the Beis HaMikdash, you also needed light, and you shouldn't use the bad stuff. So because of the Shreva, you could use the bad stuff, right? It said the Rishonim explained, the Ritva says, nobody was medactic about this. Nobody cared. You want to use this bad wicks? No problem. Tosfos asks, look at the Tosfos of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. He asks a fascinating question. He says, wait a minute. Tema, one second. Hechi shari lahadlik. How could you use the Big Day Kahuna to light up, make wicks? How could you use Big Day to make wicks out of it? Isn't that a bizayon? Tomorrow, we'll do it later at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow, we'll get to bizayon. Isn't that a bizayon? Lo tarach carbon who? I don't need it for a carbon. V'amar b'perik beiz de kedushin. Big Day Kahuna shabalu. Big Day Kahuna that worn out. Molin behen, you over me'ila. You can't make a Purim costume out of that. You over me'ila if you use that. V'dochek lomer leiv bezdin masnalein. Don't answer me, says Tosfos, that bezdin, when you bought the Big Day Kahuna, it was on condition that when they get worn out, you're going to use them for wicks. That's ridiculous. You know why? Because the matzarech yesh lehem lahasnos b'shvil zeh. I don't need that. I can't buy wicks in the store. I have to only use Big Day Kahuna. So don't tell me that when you bought it, it was on condition that when they get worn out, I'm going to use them. What kind of thing is that? Venero Lari, Lari answers, listen to this answer. The whole ulakavod carbon, ha carbon, ha you, osin? That the whole reason why the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was lakavod the carbon, dichsev usha'af demayim besason. Right? The Simchas Beis HaShoeva was for the water that was used on Sukkis. Tzarech carbon chashivle. It's considered necessary for the carbon. That's his answer. You like that answer, anyone? Far-fetched answer, no? Then Tosfos says, V'ad Amar Boreres Isha Chitin La'achar La'or Beis HaShoeva, that there was so much light in the Beis HaShoeva that women could able were able to check the wheat with the light of the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, and they lived a few in the somewhere else in the Rova far away. Lo Shahaisa Boreres, it doesn't mean that they actually used the light of the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, because you're not allowed to. It's Me'ila. Ella Shahaisa Yachalavar. They could have done it. They were able to. It was so bright they were able to. Umiyu, no. But Yerushalmi Dayak Nehacha, we see from here, the call, singing, mare, looking, reyach, or smelling, ain behem mishum me'ila. There's no issue of me'ila. So if you love the Levium singing, and you want to go hear them every morning, it's not a me'ila issue, go right ahead. You want to see the Beis HaMikdash, or use the light of the Beis HaMikdash to count your money, go right ahead. Or you want to go smell the karbanos, it's kishmak a smell, go right ahead. No problem at all. Okay? That's that. Okay, back to the Gemara.
One second. By Me'ila, didn't we have a thing that if you take a Kiddush cup or something that doesn't, you know, wouldn't we know that from when we discussed way back when? That
one.
You have, let's say, a cup. Right. You're going to use that cup that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Right. So there was two types of Me'ila. One where there's where you diminish what right, so belongs to Hekdash and what you don't, when you don't.
Right, so here, when you use the Kiddush cup, when you use a cup of Hekdash, you didn't diminish it.
Right.
So you didn't go down in value.
This would be like that.
You're still not allowed to. It's still Usher. But here, all the benefit you're getting is like, it's intangible. And therefore, intangible benefits are okay.
Got it.
Right. Now, so far we discussed Sukkot. Now, for the next 3 days, we're going to discuss Chanukah. What is Chanukah doing here? This is where it is. Chanukah is right here. Dol Chanukah Gemara. Why did it come out that we're learning Chanukah today? I don't know. But by the way, Chanukah was only 3 months ago. I know it sounds like it was like a lifetime ago. It's only 3 months ago. It's crazy how it's so very short time ago, right? Today's Beis Nisan. Beis Teves is still Chanukah. 3 months ago. All right, here we go. It starts off like this. Tashma. Oh, well, before we get to Chanukah, one more thing. Tashma, 1 second. The Tani Rabbi Bar Masna, Big Day Kahuna, Shabalu, when the Big Day Kahuna got worn out, right? Mafkino, son, they would cut it up. Umehen ha'yosim psilos lemikdash. And they would use it for wicks for the Beis HaMikdash. Not just Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Mamish the Beis HaMikdash. My love de Klayim, didn't it include Klayim? And Klayim includes Semer, which is one of the puzzle things. The Gemara says, lo, de butz, only the Pishton, only the flax. And that was one of the kosher wicks, so it's not a kasha. Okay, next. Amr Huna. Psilos u'shmanim sh'amr chacham emad likin behem b'shabbos. Whatever wicks you can't use on Shabbos. Oils you can't use on Shabbos. Ein mad likin behem b'chanukah. You can't use a Chanukah either. Why not? Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol. Not on Shabbos, not even on a weekday. Why not? Amr Rava, my time, but why not? So my time at Rav Huna, what's his reason? So Kasavar, he holds Kavsa. If the Chanukah candle goes out, Zakukla, you have to relight it. You have to relight it. Says Rashi, Zakukla, Litakana, you got to fix it. Hilkach, Tzarech L'chadchil, L'asos Yafa, Dilma, Pasha, V'lo Mesakinla. Maybe it'll go out. If you don't use good oil or a good wick, it's going to go out, and you're not going to relight it. You're not going to do your mitzvah, because if it goes out, you have to relight it. And also, Umutr L'shtamesh L'ora, and you're allowed to have Hana from the Chanukah candles. So you want to go read a book by the Chanukah candles, and it's now flickering and flickering. So what are you going to do? You're going to go over there and touch it. Right? And Rashi says, Hilkach b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Usher, you can't use these wicks on Shabbos, Shema Yatil Tarach Tashmish. Maybe you're going to move it around because you want to read better. So for the two reasons, you can't use it on Shabbos. You can't use these oils. Not on the weekday, not on Shabbos, on Chanukah. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista says, before we get to Rav Chista, look at Tosfos. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, Umutu l'shtamish la'ora, right? The Im Tomar, Menale l'rava de savar of Ravuna de asal de mutu l'shtamish la'ora. How do you know that? We said two reasons why you can't use these oils on Chanukah. Number one, because maybe you're going to, because number one, kafsa zakal, you got to relight it. And number two, maybe, and also you're allowed to have Hana from the light. So on Shabbos, it'll be another problem. Because on Shabbos, it's only a Shabbos issue, right? Says Tosfos, 1 second. Dilma maybe had the Amr Emadlikin but Bishabis Mishum de Savar Kafs and Zakokla. No. The reason you can't use it on Shabbos is because if it goes out, you're gonna relight it. You have to relight it. And on Shabbos you can't relight it. So you're stuck. Enough, we don't know whether or not you're allowed to use it. It doesn't make a difference. Right? Then you chol hadlik b'Shabbos. You can't relight it on Shabbos. I'm on the top of Amud Beis on Tosfos. The Yesh Lomer and Tosfos answered. So why did Rava have to give two reasons why you can't use these oils on Hanukkah? The reason was because kavsa zakukla and because you're allowed to use allowed to have hana. But how do I know the second reason? Maybe it's not true. Maybe you're not allowed to have hana. You're not allowed to have hana. However, you're not allowed to have hana. However, the reason why you can't use the lighters is because if it goes out on Shabbos, you're stuck. The Yishlamer, no. The Imkain, lohoi tzarech le'lameimar, bein b'Shabbos. Why would the Gemara have to have given, said, you can't use this oil, whether it's on Chol or whether it's on Shabbos? Given the Chad Taimahu, it's one reason. What's the reason? If it goes out, you're going to relight it. And maybe you'll forget, and maybe you can't. Why do we give a second reason? Another reason. Ela havale le'lameimar, ein madlikin stam. We should have said, you cannot use these oils ever. Not on Shabbos, not on the weekday. Why do we say on the Shabbos and the weekday? Midik Amar, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. Since we said both reasons, Shema Mina, She'od Yesh Tam Achar B'Shabbos. There's another reason on Shabbos. Shelo Lahadlik Levad. Levad Mitam Chol. Besides the weekday reason. The Hainu, that is, Shema Yata. Maybe you'll come to touch it. Im Kain, Savar Demutel Ishtamish La'ora. What do you see? You're allowed to use the light.
Okay? I thought that for Hanukkah, you couldn't get any Hana from the light. That's why we have the Shamash.
Correct. We don't hold like this. This is his opinion. Right? Rav Chista Omar, Madlikin Ben Bechol. First of all, you're allowed to use it on the weekdays, all these oils. Avolo B'Shabbos. You can't use it on Shabbos. Why? Kosavra, first of all, he holds Kavsa Ein Zakukla. Once you light it, if it goes out, not a problem. You did your mitzvah. Umutu L'shtamish Orva, but you're allowed to use the light. So if you're allowed to use the light, then you can't do it on Shabbos. Because if it goes, because we're afraid, maybe you'll come to touch it because you want to read over there. Amar of Zera, Amar of Masnav, Amar of Zera, Amar Rav, the Psilos, the Shmanim, Amar Chacham, and Madlikin Ben Shabbos, Madlikin Ben Chanukah, whatever we said you can't use on Shabbos, you can use on Chanukah, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference if it's on Chol, doesn't make a difference on Shabbos. Amar of Yirmiyah, my time of the Rav, what's the reason for that? Katsavar, first of all, he holds Kavsa, Ein Zakukla. First of all, he holds, if it goes out, you're good. You don't have to relight it. The Asr, Lishtamish La'ora. And you're not allowed to use the light on Shabbos. And not allowed to use light ever. So you're never going to touch it because you can't use it. Right? Yeah. Rashi says on top, look at the Rashi on top. Rashi says, why would you think you can't use the lights of a Hanukkah candle? Why not? Why is it Asr? Why would it be Asr? Why can't I read by the light of a Hanukkah? Why not?
Because the point is Pesumei Nisa, and if you're using the light, then people won't know that you're using it for Pesumei Nisa. They'll think you're using it just stam to have light.
Right. So Rashi, that we're going to get to that. Rashi says, Shehei Nikir Shehu Ner Mitzvah. It should be recognizable that it's for a mitzvah. V'lek L'meichach L'atiyah. So we're not afraid you're going to come touch it. Because it has to be recognizable for a mitzvah. What that means, you don't meddle with it. That's one answer. Others say, like in the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't use the light. So to here, you can't use the light. The Rashba says what Josh said. It's set aside for Ner Chanukah. All these other reasons. Fine. Amru Rabbana Kamei Dabaya, Mishmei Derv Yirmiyah, Velo Kiblei. They told us over to Abaya, and they didn't accept it. Kiyasa Ravin, Amru Rabbana Kamei Dabaya, Mishmei Derv Yochanan, Vekiblei. And then finally he was makabel. This is the halacha. Amar, E Zakai Gamirta, Lishmaitse Meikara. I wish I would have accepted it earlier. So Gemara says, V'hagamar, but you accepted it? No, Nafkamina Lagirsa Diyun Kisa. When you learn something when you're younger, it's better. It has more of a roshim on you. It stays in you more than when you learn it when you're an adult. So he was bemoaning the fact that he would have wished he would have learned it when he was younger. Fine. Good. Next. Where are we? Now, the kavsa ain zakukla. One second. If you light it, it doesn't have. You don't have to relight it. You can let it go. Is that true? Viraminhu. But there's a brisa. This brisa. It's one line, and literally, there's svar written on this one line. What does the brisa say? Mitzvasa, the mitzvah is Misha Tishka Hachama. When do you light Hanukkah candles? Mishatishka hachama ad shetichle regel menashuk. From when shkia is until people are no longer in the shuk. Now, what does it mean, mishatishka hachama? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between the Rishonim and even Lahalacha. The Machaber says, based on other Rishonim, it means Tzeitzak Kochavim. Tzeitzak Kochavim. So that means like when in Hanukkah is always in the winter. So Shki is always, let's say, 4:15. Tzeitzak Kochavim is not until 5 o'clock. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mordechai, you light at 5 o'clock. Many hold disagree with that. The Rambam and the Gra, other Rishonim say, no, at Shkia, you light at 4:15. And now, how long does it last for? Everybody agrees it's 30 minutes. Half hour. Everyone agrees to that. Now, one second. So it says you have to light it from Tishka HaChama for 30 minutes. My lab, doesn't that mean the Ikavsa Hadur Madlikle? Doesn't that mean that if it goes out, you got to relight it? How could you hold Kavsa Ein Zakukla? Doesn't it mean if it goes out, you got to relight it? So Gemara says, low? No. The Elo Madlik, Liat Madlik, Elo Yad Adlik, Madlik. If you didn't light it yet, light it now. That's what it means. But it doesn't mean, ain't a chanami, kavsa ain't zakukla. So what does it mean, mitishka chama, this is the half hour window that you have. Okay? Meaning, it has to be lit for this amount of time. No, take that back. It's not what it means. What it means is, you have to light it in this time period. You have a half hour in which to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you light it after the half hour, you blew it. You didn't do your mitzvah. That's the first answer. The Elo Adlik, Madlik. If you didn't light it yet, light it right now. This is your time to light it. Every mitzvah has a time you can do it. You can't eat matzah today. You could, you don't make a mitzvah. When can you eat matzah? Night of the Seder. Not in the morning, during the night. When can you light Hanukkah candles? You have a half hour window. Yeah, David, you look puzzled. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Then why does it have to burn for a half hour?
What?
If you can light it at any time within the half hour, why does it have to burn a half hour?
It doesn't have to burn a half hour. Kavsa ain't zakukla. Your time limit of when you have to light it is you have a half hour window to do the mitzvah. That's the first answer. You have a half hour window to do the mitzvah. That's the first answer of Tosfos, right? Inami, the second answer is Lishiure. No. How long do the candle have to be lit for? A half hour. Right? A half hour. That's the shear. Okay? Says Tosvos, the Elo Adlik Madlik, Avol Mikan Ve'elich, but if you light it after this time, Over Hazman, you blew it. You light it after the first half hour, you blew it. Omer Hari, Reporat, 1 minute. The Yeshli Zara, you should be careful. Lahadlik Balai Lemiyad. So based on this, you should be very careful to light it right away. Shloy Achli Yosemidai. You shouldn't blow the half hour. It says Tosos, 1 second. There are two answers here. The second answer didn't give you when you have to light it. It just, you can light it whenever you want, L'chora. Whenever you light, it's got to last a half hour. When we call Makom, Im Ichar, if you delayed, Yadlik Misafek. Light it anyway. Deha Mishani Shmishnu Yachwina. Because there's another answer in the Gemara. There's a second answer. Right? And the second answer is, I don't care when you light it. I'm not sure when you light it. But whenever you light it, it has to last a half hour. Uluri Nira, the Ata, and another thing, nowadays, Ain lachish masayah.
You're freezing, Menachem.
Inside.
Menachem, just said.
What?
We couldn't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Your voice just went down.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sharei madligin bifnim. Now we light indoors. Now we light inside. So this whole thing about the shkia is Tosfos says it goes away. Now it doesn't really go away. We try very hard to do it, but if someone goes to work and he comes home at 7 o'clock, there's no, which is after the half hour according to everybody, there's no shaila you can light with a bracha because of this Tosfos. This Tosa saves everybody. There you go. Okay. Ad Tichle Regel Menashuk. And then it said until Tichle Regel Menashuk. Ad Kama, how long is that? Until the Tarmudoyim, Rashi says they used to sell certain kinds of wood. They were the last ones to close up. When they closed up already, that was a half hour. Fine. Now, famous Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Mitzvah Chanukah, ner ish ubeso. The mitzvah of Chanukah is one candle per household. Right? One candle per household. Okay? Why is that true? Why is that true? Like, what kind of halach is that? So it seems to be it was a mitzvah on the bias, not an individual person. It was a mitzvah on the bias, right? Umahadrin. And if somebody's mahadrin, says Rashi, mahadrin achar mitzvos, you're mahadrin after mitzvos, osin ner echad b'chol laila l'chol echad v'echad ibnei abayis. Then what do you do now? Rashi says, if you're mahadrin, then every person in the house lights one candle. Nobody does that. That's what Rashi said. Osin ner echad b'chol laila l'chol echad v'echad ibnei abayis. So if you have four people in the house, every night you light four. Anyone do that? Nobody does that. Right? And everyone asks, why does Chanukah have this concept of different levels of doing the mitzvah? Why is there a mahat? You don't have that any other place. Built into the mitzvah. Yeah, you want to spend more money on an estrig, go right ahead. It's a very nice thing to do to spend more money on the estrig. But when it comes to Chanukah, it's built into the mitzvah. You want to do the basic level, one candle every night. You want to do more, then it's mahadrin. Want to do more than that, it's going to be mahadrin and a mahadrin, right? So some say because really the Pnei Yeshua asks a famous question. He says, why? You know, there's a concept called tuma hutra betzibur. The tuma is allowed in everybody's tummy. So everybody was tummy. Why'd they have to go make an ace? Tuma hutra betzibur. The answer is they don't want to rely on that heter. They don't want to rely on that. It's the basic mikdash after all. We're not relying on some cool like that. So they will mahadir. We have mahadrin. That's one answer. Another answer is, again, they could have gone to Bnei Yisrael after the war was over. You know what they could have done? They could have said, listen, we only have one jug of oil. You know what we'll do? We'll split it into eight parts, and we'll light as long as it normally does. We'll be very, very stingy with it. They could have done that. They didn't do that either. Why didn't they do that? Because they didn't want to be cheap about it. They wanted to do a behidr. So too, we do a behidr as well. Okay? What's mahadrin? Ner l'kol echad v'echad. One ner for every single person. Okay? And there's a machlokes, exactly what this means. One second. We'll see in a minute what it means. Ner l'kol echad v'echad, fine. Mahadrin, mina mahadrin. You want to do the best. Beishamai omrim yom rishon madlik shmona. Beishamai says on the first day you light eight. Mikan ve'elech posik v'holich. Then at each day you go down and down. Beishil omrim yom rishon madlik achas. First day you light one. Mikan ve'elech mosif v'holich. Then you go down again. Okay? Up.
Yeah, you add.
Mosif, not down.
No, mosif. Beishamai says you go 8 to 1. Beishil says 1 to 8. Now, Tosfos here says, one second. Is mahadrin mina mahadrin building on mahadrin or building on ner ish ubeso? In other words, according to mahadrin mina mahadrin, it's now what's called, we'll call it a menorah. It's a menorah now. Till now, there was no menorah. It was either ner ish, one ner for the whole household, or everybody in the house got one ner. Now there's a menorah here. How many menorahs are there? Tosfos says one menorah for the household. One menorah for the household. By the way, you know what holds like that? They're called Sfardim. Sfardim only light one menorah in the whole household. And they hold like Beis Hillel, 1 to 8. We hold, like the Rambam, that no, everybody has their own menorah. Now, the Rambam also happened to hold, this is a whole lumdish thing, but the Rambam held that let's say you have five people in the house. So you have five menorahs. The Rambam held that the Baal HaBayis lights all five menorahs. There are Masechtas, we don't do that. Everyone lights their own menorah. Now, This is the only place in the whole halacha where the Svardim follow the Ashkenazi Tosvos and the Ashkenazim follow the Svardi Rambam. It's the only place, right? You won't find an Ashkenazi that has only one menorah in the household. You won't find such a thing. And by Svardim, the real Svardim, they only have one menorah. Very interesting, based on all this Gemara. Because Tosfos says that Mahadrim and a Mahadrin doesn't build on Mahadrin. It builds on Ner Ishu Beso. So one menorah. One Ner, now you have one menorah. The Rambam says, no, it builds on Ner Ishu Beso. It builds on Mahadrin. So Mahadrin was one person every candle. Now being Mahadrin, everybody gets their own menorah. But that's how we paskin. Now, Amar Ula, Pliga Batrei Amaroi B'mar Rava. Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, Chara Amar Taima De Beishamai Kenegev Yaman HaNech Nasim. Why does Beishamai say 8 to 1? Because it goes by how many days you have left to Chanukah. Taima De Beishil B'Kenegev Yaman HaYotim. Beishil says how many days have elapsed of Chanukah. The Chara Amar, Taima De Beishamai Kenegev Pari HaChag. The time, the reason of Shammai is we go 8 to 1 because on Sukkot they had 8 cows. The number of cows that were brought on Sukkot decreased every day, and therefore on Hanukkah you decrease every day. What's the connection between the Pari HaChag and Hanukkah? It's a good question. Not such a good answer. Not such a good answer. I don't have an answer. Time of the Beit Hillel, and Beit Hillel says Ma'ala Makodesh Ve'Emoridim. You go up and you don't go down. There were two old people in Sidon. One did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. Zeh no sein tam ledvar of keneged pari hachag, v'neh no sein tam ledvar of the Ma'ala Mekodesh Ve'Emoridim. Each one gave their own reason. Ma'ala Mekodesh Ve'Emoridim. By the way, how could it be that someone held like Beis Shammai? Don't we hold an hour to hold like Beis Shammai? How can he hold like Beis Shammai? How could someone do that? And the answer is, because only Mahadrin, so you want to hold it B'Shamay? Hold it B'Shamay, not the end of the world. He'll be finished in 5 more minutes. Tana Rabbanan. Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'nichal pechas b'esam mibachutz. Ner Chanukah is outside the house. From Hayadar Ba'aliyah, you live on the apartment building. Menichah b'chalon asmuch l'osh esarabim, you put it on your window. U'b'shas ha-sakana, and if it's a sakana, menichah al shulchan o'vidayo. You put it on your shulchan, and it's good enough. Right? Omar Rava. Sarach ner acheres l'shtamish la'ora. You need another candle, Jeff, called the Shamus. So v'ikam medura, but if you have a medura, lo tarach, you don't need it. V'im adam chashavu, if you're adam chashav, I don't know what this means. Afagav v'ikam medura, sarach ner acheres. Even if you have a lot of candles, you still need another candle. My Chanukah. What's Chanukah? Funny question, right? Now the Gemara is supposed to Chanukah. The Tana Rabbanan. B'chaf hei b'kislev, on the 25th day of Kislev, Yomei de Chanukah, are the days of Chanukah. Tamanya Inun, there are 8 of them. The list mapid behon. You can't have hespeed them on Chanukah. Vlola Hasanos behon. You can't fast on Chanukah. When the Yavanim, the Greeks, came into the Heichal, Timukol Hashmanim, they metame all the oils, Sheba Heichal, in the Heichal, Ukishagavar Malchus, based Chashmanai, and when the Chashmanayim overpowered them, when it's Chaman, victorious, Batku, they searched. You only found one jug of oil that had the signet of the Kohen Gadol. It was only enough to light one day.
Why is the Gemara telling us the story of Chanukah? You have to assume we know the story of Chanukah.
Where do you know it from? It's not in any source. That's why. It's not in any Torah. The Gemara never says the story of Purim because it's a Megillah. Here, there's no story. It's only here. By the way, two questions. Well, and Nasa Bones, and Nase happened, Bidliku Mena Shimonas Yamim. Lashana Acheres, the following year. Why do they have to wait a year? Kavuam, they made a Kavua, Ba'asim Yamtav, Bahal, Bahoda. They made a Yamtav of Halo and Hoda. Two things. First of all, if you ask me, tell me about Chanukah, is the first thing you're going to say, by the way, no Espedim on Chanukah, no fasting on Chanukah? Is that the number one thing you're going to tell me about Chanukah? I don't have an answer. It's such a strange thing to start off with. You know what Chanukah is about? No fasting. What?
Presents.
Presents? Right. The first thing you're going to mention is that there's no fasting? It's very strange. And in the end, what does the Gemara say? That they made a Yontif the following year with Hallel and Hodah. There's no mention of lighting Chanukah menorah. doesn't mention it.
Also in the davening.
What?
And in davening, we don't mention it at all.
No, hal the hodah. What's hodah?
No, but in davening.
Yeah, we do. We say hal anisim.
Right, but there's no mention of the Chanukah lech.
Correct. So some say that the hodah, that is the Chanukah candles. What greater hodah is there than lighting Chanukah candles? That's a very funny. It's a very funny pshat, because you would think the Mishnah, the Brisa would have said it. Okay, we have two more minutes. We'll just get to the bottom of the page. Tanan Hasam, there's a Mishnah in Baba Kama that says like this: Gates, a spark, Hayotze Mitachas Hapatish, that goes out of the hammer. Right, a guy's a smith and he's banging away on the anvil, and a spark shoots out. The Yotze V'Hizik Chayev, and it does damage. The smith is chayev. Why is the smith chayev? Because they should have been more careful. Gamal shaton pishton. If a camel's walking in the street, loaded up with flax, who over b'shus rab, he's going in the street, ridiculous of pishton al toch hachanos, and he goes into a store, v'dalka b'neiro shel hachenveni, and there's a light there, and the light lights up all the pishtons, all ruined, v'hidlik es abira, and not only that, the whole house burns down, bala gamal chayev. The owner of the gamal is chayev. Why is the owner of the gamal chayev? Because that was completely negligent on his part. You don't walk into a store with a laden camel like that. If the candle's outside, the store owner's chayev. Why is the store owner chayev? It was his responsibility. But if it's Ner Chanukah, then you're potter. Why are you potter? Because it was allowed to be there and you should have been more careful.
I never understood that. Why, you know, if you have a store like that or a stall or whatever it is, you have to have a light outside also. Otherwise, people are not going to walk in, even in the shuk. There's always a light hanging out outside a little bit.
I know, but somehow the blame is placed on the store owner. I hear you, but Omer Ravina, this might be a little bit what you're getting at, Stewie. Zos Samaritan. From here, you see Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha B'Soch Hasara. You have to put a Chanukah candle within 10 tefachim of the ground. Disalka Deidach L'Mayla Me'Hasara, because if you could put it higher, Le'Malei. You should have put it higher. Why don't you put it higher? The Gemara says it's not an answer. Dilma, I mitarchale tuva asilam noyim mitzvah. You make me crazy. I'm not going to do the mitzvah. Want me to get a ladder and put it? I'm not doing that. You make me crazy. I'm not going to do it. So therefore, we don't make him crazy. And therefore, we can leave it like that. Right? We stop. We finish. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Chafal from the base. And we will do tomorrow's daf today later at 3:00. Jeff, you can send out a reminder.
Yeah, I'll send out.
I don't think that's a very good answer, because there are many mitzvahs that require a lot of work climbing.
I know.
On
all of a sudden, the Gemara says over here, someone's going to be turned off by that, right? A little effort. I hear you.
Nachman, right. I had a question about. You said that you can't follow Beis Shammai. We have Allah. You can't follow Beis Shammai. You can't follow Beis Shammai because it's special unto Beis Shammai, or because it's a minority opinion.
That's cool.
It's stuck.
Do you hear me now?
Now I hear you. Start over.
So my question is, you said before, you can't follow Beis Shammai. The question about the two guys that won't follow Beis Shammai, you can't follow Beis Shammai. You can't follow Beis Shammai up to a special gzeir, or you can't follow Beis Shammai, or because it's a minority opinion?
It's a minority opinion. We never hold like Beis Shammai.
So let me ask you a question. How do you have practically today where, let's say, we know somebody who follows the Gra, but
because
clearly...
I'll tell you the answer, because Beis Shammai is different.
Beis Shammai so that's different. My question. Is it up to Beis Shammai a special...
Yes.
So it has nothing really to do with following a minority opinion. If your role follows a minority opinion, or that's your family minute, you could use the minority opinion. It's only Beis Shammai where you can't.
Exactly. Not only that, if somebody wants to be machmir, right, the Mishnah Berurah says, nobody wants to hear the Mishnah, says that being machmir is in the realm of hiddur mitzvah, which makes sense, right? So it's hiddur mitzvah. I can eat matzah like this, but I'm going to be mahadir. I'm going to hold that rear shita and be more careful. You could do that. Not Beis Shammai. There's no Indian. There's no category of being machmir like Beis Shammai. No such thing. Only Beis Shammai is like that.
How come the Lubavitch gets away with having to use a cherry picker to light the menorah?
What? That's just for Pursuma Nisa. That's just a gimmick. There's no halacha like that. We're going to learn today that you can't have a menorah so tall.
Exactly. Menachem?
Yeah.
So the main source for Hanukkah is like, I guess, Maccabeim 1 and 2 and
correct.
Josephus. But
correct.
How come those two, the first two, didn't make it into Tanakh?
I don't know why. And you should know, the last thing I'll say, that I don't remember which one, either the Christians or the Protestants don't have it in their Bible. One does and one doesn't. And the reason is because there's a line in Maccabees that references something called purgatory, which one of them don't believe in. And therefore, they left it out. Okay? So I don't know why it's not in there. Maybe the Chacham didn't like it. I don't know. It wasn't written by Ruach HaKodesh. That's for sure not.
Menachem.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give a little word that I heard today that I think is good for everyone.
Yeah, let's hear.
Isolation is being alone in a bed in a hospital. Being at home is a bracha.
I hear. Oh, Shkoyev. Wow. Very good. All right. We'll see you all at 3 o'clock.
All right. Everyone have a good, safe day.
Yeah, take care.
Take care.
Take care, guys.